Hello, hello, ladies and gentlemen. This is your girl Mitzi, and this is Mitzi. Let's think about it. Today, we are thinking about millennials in the workforce. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, this is a topic that we need to think about. So, I have a special guest here named Haley, who's going to be helping us think about this in another light. Thank you so much, Haley. How are you doing?
Good. Thank you for having me on. I hope you're doing well.
Thank you. Thank you. I am as well. So let's just rip off the Band-Aid. I want to know, what made you realize that there was an issue with just people or millennials in general, just in this workforce?
Yeah, so I think a lot of people, like first and foremost, think that millennials are lazy. And that's always really bothered me. We have so much technology today that people, I guess, like the older generation didn't have back in the day. And I think that allows us to kind of do things a little bit easier, a little bit quicker. But in turn, that makes us seem lazy. And I just think that's not fair.
Yeah, I absolutely agree. I don't think we're not lazy. To be honest, I think millennials are we're like secret ninjas. You know what I mean? Like people don't realize like we are hustling and bustling and we are getting out there and grinding our little butts off. You know what I'm saying? Because we have seen a generation where all they do is hustle and work hard. You know what I mean? And then we saw the previous generation, like our grandparents, where they had that homestead feel of the mother staying at home, taking care of the family, and the father doing its grind and grind and grind. You know what I mean? So we got to see that and have it implemented in our lives. You know what I mean? So we know what grinding and getting work done is. And I think the problem is that it's not the millennials. I think it's the next generation after us. You know what I'm saying? I mean, what is your thoughts on that?
So in my opinion, I think that the generation kind of behind us has way too much, like, I don't know, they grew up with technology, whereas millennials kind of halfway grew up with technology. So to me, I'm afraid that the generation after us is not going to be able to talk or communicate in person because they're so used to doing it like over a phone or, you know, through email. And I think people skills are very important. So while I feel like the older generation thinks we're lazy, I personally feel as if the younger generation is like unable to communicate.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. I honestly think that the next generation after us, they don't have a good work ethics. You know what I'm saying? Because we understand what good work ethics are, and we understand how to hold a job. You know what I mean? Like we don't bounce around from job to job to job to job like the next, like this generation where it's like, oh, it's okay. There's another one. There's tons of millions. It means nothing. I mean, what is your thoughts on that?
Yeah, I think that plays a big part too in that category, that age group is like, we do, I think, still value our time in the workplace that we're in, and we want to grow within the workplace because that's what we've seen our parents do, or grandparents even. But I think there's so much out there that the younger generation probably does see that. I mean, they're constantly on social media. I mean, I am too, but I feel like even so less now, because that's not really something that I grew up with at age 10. You know, we didn't have that. It's more, we are focused on building our career usually in the place that we're working for currently. And sometimes like we'll stay for 5 years and then maybe jump somewhere else. But I think the younger generation, you know, might stay there for 6 months and then make a switch. I just think it's that, and also work-life balance. I think that is something very important to, I think it's important to millennials, but it's especially important to the younger generation too.
I like that. But can you elaborate more on the work-life balance?
Yeah.
That's interesting.
So something that I kind of like have found to be important to me, at least, is as a woman, like in her 30s, you know, I do want to start a family, but childcare is so expensive. And if you're having to work from an office all the time, how are you going to afford childcare? I mean, it doesn't matter what amount of money you make, it's still expensive. So I think having a little bit more flexibility would offer a better work-life balance, maybe like working a hybrid role where you work at home a couple of days and then work at the office a couple of days, where you can still like have your kids, you know, in the background, but you don't have to pay for childcare. mean, I just think it's like unnecessary and it's just too much today. Whereas when we were kids, as millennials, I feel like it wasn't as pricey or expensive, and both of our parents could work and still not break the bank. So
But you also bring up a good point there, how it's hard to find even a job to even have that type of hybrid accessibility, to even have a job that even gives that woman an understanding, like, okay, you just had a child, I know you need to work, we need you to come back to work, but let's create some equal grounds. I don't think employers are having that concept yet. Like, women want to stay in the work field. We don't want to give up and be a total stay-at-home mom, but we don't want to necessarily give up. You know what I mean? There's that we don't want to give anything up. And the problem is that we feel like we always have to give something up as a woman, you know? And it's
yeah.
hard and it's frustrating. And I think employers need to start adding some leeway to that, you know what I mean? Especially because there's this been rise, especially after 2020 and that pandemic, is that people don't want to go back to work. You know what I mean? They
Yeah.
realize how much their mental health is such a big importance that people don't want to work. And back then in the day, they used to leave their children at home to watch themselves. You know what I'm
Yeah.
saying? Like,
Yeah.
kids used to watch themselves. I used to be home alone, chilling by myself. And now, God forbid you leave a child under 15 years old by themselves at home without CPS knocking on the door, you
Yeah.
know? And I don't think that makes life realistic either, because people want the old generation, but then people also want this new generation, this new wave that's coming in, but people don't have that balance, you know? And I
Yeah.
think that's the biggest thing, because yes, I've met younger people younger than me, and they have a great work ethics, but they know the struggle. You know what I mean? They've been there where they know that money is the key to get you where you need to be. And yeah, you can have been born in a wealthy family and still have that concept, but the respect of that money, of the value of what it is totally different from somebody who struggled and growing up versus somebody who was handed things, even if they had to do chores as work. You know what I'm saying? Does that make sense?
Yeah, no, it does, of course. And I think to your point, like speaking of the pandemic, I think that just kind of showed us, like when we were working from home, like we have technology where we can do that. Why not allow that? I mean, in my opinion, I am more productive working at home than I was in the office because I don't have like a million distractions, you know, in my back ear. Now, granted, if you have kids, you're going to get distracted a little bit, but there are ways to work around that. Like if your kid's, you know, a newborn, that's different. You're probably going to be on maternity leave. But if your kid's like 5 years old, like you can find something for them to do while you're working or do time blocks where you take your 15-minute break to hang out with them. I just think there's so much opportunity to allow women to be a mom, but also have a career because, I mean, I don't know about you, but I went to school, I went to undergrad and grad school because I wanted to make something of myself and have a great career. But I don't want that to hold me back from, you know, having a family. And I think that that has in the past. And ever since I've been working from home, I've realized it's possible, but I think everybody should have that opportunity.
No, I love that. I love the fact that you said that, because that's not said enough. It's not said enough, because there's so many people like yourself who has gone to school, has done the years and did the grind, did the studying, did all of that stuff, and still get handed the short end of the stick, you know? And it does make it hard, because you go through all of that to end up in your 30s wondering, was it really worth it? Because there's other people who didn't do that and still right there next to me. You know what I'm saying? And it's the beauty of life, but it's also the double-edged sword of life as well, you know? And people don't even talk about that. And I think the fact that our structure in work has gone downhill to the point where they think that everybody needs to be in a cubicle and everybody needs to be structured and washed and maintained. I mean, that's ridiculous. You know, there's been so many surveys after the pandemic showing how companies have saved thousands of dollars by not having to rent a facility, not having to maintain so many little nooks and crannies into the office, less stealing, less robbing. I mean, people don't realize, like, yeah, people rob from their employers. You know what I mean? That's a big thing where people rob from their employers, but that saves the employer money too when you don't have to facilitate an actual facility. Actually, seen on the news how they were actually trying to rezone these commercial buildings to be housing because they don't have nothing to do with it. All these businesses now are trying to go at home. And it's like you said earlier, when you do have children, after a certain point, the child just wants to know you're there. They don't care what you're doing. They just want to know you're there, just so that if they need you, they can come to you. And that's how it is with my kids. So it's like people need to also see that millennials are trying. We want to work. You know what I mean? We are far, 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 far from lazy. Like the lazy line is way back there. Like we can't even see it anymore.
Exactly. No, I'm totally with you. And just like the commutes too, commuting to the office, that's not only saving you the like as the employee, like money, and also like you're probably not going to get sick as much because you're not around all the germs, so you're not having to take PTO. It's like there's so many benefits to working from home, in my opinion, that I just don't, I think that that is something that we should really, really strive to like gear towards, especially since 2020 has happened. It's
What I
just.
realize is that not a lot of people like to be alone. They feel socially like isolated, you know, when they work from home, because some people don't have a good home environment. Sometimes just going to work is like a refresher and just this is what I need to escape my reality. So I'm pretty sure that there are some people that are like, yeah, you guys are talking about something that you guys have a biased opinion on. And hey, I understand that. We do have a biased opinion on that because we have at least a good environment to work from home in, and a good environment and a good job, you know what I mean? Things like that. But some people don't, you know, and it's hard, you know, and it is. And in those aspects, like people have to weigh it out and determine, like, well, what do you need to do to get yourself out of that situation? You know what I mean? If your home environment is toxic and you know it's toxic, maybe this is the perfect opportunity to find a job outside of state. You know what I mean? Like, oh, I'm from out of state. You know what I mean? Like, those are the things that are real. What is your opinions on that?
So I think that that's something else like companies could allow maybe those more extroverted people to work in an office or hybrid. Like I mentioned earlier, I also have heard of like, you know, there's companies that are, they have shut down their offices because they found it to be more cost effective, and allowing their employees to work fully remote. There are, and I know like in certain places, like buildings that you can like rent a space out if you, I mean, that's something that is an option where it is like a giant space where tons of people are renting out their own like little office, which I think could be cool. I mean, if that's something that's very important to you and kind of gives you a place to go to get work done, I know people that do that and that do have those little spaces. And you're right, not everybody's going to have a good environment to work in, or maybe they need to be around people. And I think that's where you do give them an option, or maybe even do like, I don't know, meetings or like get togethers where like happy hours, even, I don't know, 4 o'clock on a Friday, you know, have everybody come on Zoom, have a Zoom happy hour, get some like meeting and discussion started. I think that's really good for team building. But that's kind of my, I think, perspective because I'm an extrovert, but I'm also an introvert. I'm kind of both. I'm an extroverted introvert. So while I'm like, while I love being at home, I still need to talk to people and, you know, socialize.
That's funny. No, I understand because this is my, like, I need to socialize. You know what I mean? Like, this is why I do my podcast because, yeah, I need to socialize. I love talking to people. Like, I get so much joy and energy after I'm done with these conversations because I love talking to people about anything and everything, you know, so that's the beauty of it. But at the same time, like, I like my space. I like my solidarity. I like to be home alone, relaxing and chilling with nobody breathing on top of me or looking at me in any type of way. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's my zen. So yes, I understand, but I don't know. I think one of the biggest issues that I've seen in general and all types of work field is customer service. Goodness,
Yeah.
what is your opinion on customer service? Because goodness, girl, I want to
Yeah.
know.
Yeah, I think it like takes the right person to handle that because you have to be very patient and you have to, sort of swallow the anger that customers can have from time to time. But it's like I think you have to naturally be kind and just, especially like if you're in that role. It is not easy. I mean, I've worked retail like all through college. That was probably like the most customer service oriented role. And I will tell you, like, I have heard it all. And I think just keeping your cool is so important. And even in my current role, I wouldn't call it as much customer service, but more so like client management, where I'm still having to really nurture my clients. And, we all make mistakes and we all have hiccups, but I think that like some people are not fit for customer service roles, as I'm sure you
Yeah.
know.
Yeah, I absolutely agree. I think it does take a special type of person to take customer service roles. I think they need to do a better screening besides the fact that you got a high school diploma
Yeah,
and that you
same.
have a balls, because I'm telling you, it's not for everybody. Like I know that I would never do outbound calls for like companies because I don't like to harass people. I don't like to call people.
Yeah.
Like that's not my thing. So if you don't like to deal with people's problems, then you should not take that type of job. You know what I'm saying? Like that's not a job for you. And I think more people need to step up and recognize what they can and cannot do, and don't put themselves in a situation that not only interrupts. Not interrupts, that's the wrong word. What's the word I'm looking for? Goodness, it was right on my tongue and then interrupt threw me off. But it just throws everything off. You know what I mean? Like if you can't just be nice and simple and just like, hi, how are you doing? Like even food, retail, you're dealing with any type of job, you have to have a nice just customer service thing. And I don't think people realize that no matter what job you're doing, as a police officer, as a carpenter, as a plumber, and as a nurse, because there's a lot of people in the healthcare field who are nasty and rude, and they need to have that compassion and remember that customer service also like needs to be in there. But I don't know. That's my, I don't know, whatever. That's that.
Yeah,
But
no, I'm with you. I think a lot of people like and when they're applying to any job, like some people will just be like, oh, I'm gonna do that, like apply to it. And they don't really think about like what makes them a good fit for it or if it even is a good fit. And they're not really being honest with themselves. And I think that's kind of like detrimental to their career. And I think, especially if you're gonna be like from work from home employee, you've gotta really know who you are and you've gotta really know like what you're good at. Because it's, you've got to ask so many questions. And I can just say that from experience. I mean, if I'm working on something, I can't just expect my manager to know if I'm having an issue, or having a hard time. So I have to be like very proactive. And I think that's very important in
yeah, and
any.
you're right, because in the beginning of the show, you even said customer service and just communicating and that communicating skills, and it is, I am curious to know if the next generation is actually going to be able to have a good communication skills, because now it seems like everybody wants to be an influencer. I've seen online how teachers are asking kids what do they want to be when they grow up, and a good amount are now saying, I want to be an influencer. Before it was like, oh, I want to be a princess, I want to be a singer, I want to be a
Yeah,
dancer,
or
be
like a
a
doctor. Yeah.
Yeah, now it's like, I want to be an influencer. It's like, but what are you going to influence? Like, I don't know, spaghettis. Like, it's like
Yeah.
little things that are not, are, I'm, that makes no sense. So, what are your opinions on that?
I think that communication in the future is going to be a lot more relaxed because that's what everybody's seeing. I mean, like, look, they're watching TikTok, YouTube, they do know what influencers are. Influencers are very relaxed people. Like they never dress up usually. Some do, but I mean for the most part, like everybody's relaxed. They don't communicate in this like very high level manner usually. It's more, here's who I am. Like I'm just gonna talk the way that I talk. It's not using massively big words. That's what's so interesting to me is like you do look at like the 80s and the 90s, how you're coming from like a corporate office and, you know, you're in full suit and, you know, heels, skirts, like all the things, and you're having to like be very straight and narrow and talk in a certain way. And I just don't think it's going to be like that. I mean, look at how things are already. Most offices you can wear jeans, and you know, in my opinion, you don't need to use those big words. You just don't, especially if you're communicating with like an everyday, when I say like everyday client, but if you're like communicating with a higher up executive, that's different. But that's not going to be your everyday usually. It's mostly going to be, you know, your everyday clients versus an executive.
That's true. I mean, that's a good point because I didn't realize that. But yes, it has changed. It has evolved even already. You know, it just using abbreviations or through text messaging. Now you could text your boss. Now before you can never do that. What? Call out six through text message? Denied. You know what I mean? But now it's like it's acceptable. So yeah, it most definitely is. And punctuality is actually very different now. Like I remember back then, if you were on time, you were late. If you were late, then you were no show. You know what I mean? And now it's like if you are early, it's rude. Like I've literally had companies be like, "Why are you here early?" And I'm like, "Because that's what on time is."
Yeah,
You know what I mean? Like
you're
that's what it's supposed to be. I don't know. That's what I was taught. You know, to always be like 5 to 10 minutes early. And then people are now like, "No, that's rude. That's you're rushing me. Like, how dare you?" So it's everything has totally has been changing and evolving. So that's yes. Those are the we've been having some great points, and I really hope that people in the audience who are listening in today, they can really think about this differently and maybe consider and reflect into their own lives. Like, am I like this? And do I have bad customer services? Am I punctual? You know, can I really be reliable? You know what I mean? Because people are not always reliable nowadays in the work field, you know? So these are some things that we really need to think about within ourselves, because to be the change that you want to be, you literally have to do it within yourselves and reflect so that people can be like, you know what, if so and so is doing it, I should do it too, you know. And so people need to start doing the right thing versus doing the lazy thing, because there's too many lazy people out there. You know, there's too many people trying to press the easy button, when in reality sometimes just walking the straight path is all you need to do, you know. So to start wrapping up the show, what can be some words of wisdom or just lasting words that you can leave my audience off with to keep on thinking?
Yeah, I think, you know, just be open to experiences, but also work really hard. You know, it's as a millennial, I think we get perceived in a very different light. And now that we're becoming the bosses of the world and the older generation is retiring, moving out, I think we need to, you know, continue to be open and be honest with ourselves and honest with our employees and really do our best to do what's best for them, for the people, not just for the company, but for your employees too.
Yeah, I think that's a great point, because if any employers out there are listening in and just want to know some people's perspective on this, you know, in reality we care. We want to work for you. We just want you to hear us and listen and want to know that our needs are met, you know. It's as simple as that. You know, we want to work. We are not lazy. We are far from lazy. There you go. Well, that's it. That's the show. Always, always keep thinking, y'all. Bye.